And now, this is Unknown Sounds.
The following is a little broadcast organized by the Unknown Sound Collective. It is intended as a radio archive of experimental artists' interior worlds, these that are externalized through their work, and the interchange through artists' communities. This is a contemporary archive of experimental art making in communities around the world, and the social change this may or may not represent. In short, it is intended mostly as a look into these small worlds, with the idea of generating more thought and how art can engender hope. Each section here is meant as a studio visit, but also a glimpse into the doings of a wider community.
And now I present to you Janka Kosmos, an artist from Hungary.
Thank you. fucking movement. What does it mean for me is that the things that catch my attention or the qualities that I engage with to be able to express something, or so for any kind of creation, I get to it through considering like the weights and tension. So there's always has to be tension, or I look at what is the tension between different points. I'm interested in a sequence, or walking along sequences, or creating sequences, restructuring sequences, and also for it to be movement. So it needs weight, tension, sequence, and it needs a relation. It needs a kind of relational configuration. It needs a certain network between its parts. And I think before I actually think these essential qualities, I sort of become, and then through these I come out on the other end with a certain expression. This also means that I really, really enjoy listening to movement. From very, very early memories, I remember listening to these cassette tapes of different tales, and because we didn't have a TV, and like, but I mostly enjoyed listening to the background or anything that can tell me anything extra. Anything extra about the story. So I think I already was kind of listening to movement then, and that is something I think I continued to do. So also when I engage with some kind of sound work, large parts of that are field recordings. Anything that gives a certain imagination of space, of the space that is around. In relation to concepts, I engage a lot with translations and transfusions between different media. Condensation is a concept I'm really interested in. Displacement. In terms of methodology, I use archiving practices, improvisational scores. Most often also use multimodal layering and collaging techniques. I think in general I choose to foreground in direction as a pathway of expression. So I guess the choices I make in my work regarding changed relations of forces and qualities do carry a political angle, but only in a latent way. Displacement is something that really interests me, because displacement or fragmentation, like finding a fragment of something, or finding a displaced part of something, often means a reoccurrence of something similar that we have met before, but not the same. So it creates this experience of familiarity in strangeness. What I like about this is these experiences to me feel like knowing the significance of something through feeling, without the ability of capturing it, without the ability of grasping it. So it's actually also kind of almost only in that moment of forced stillness or kind of shock or disorientation of not knowing what this is, what seems familiar, we know actually what this is, or the experience becomes something, it becomes present. I'm there at that moment with this something that I don't really know what it is, but feels familiar, or feels something has returned in a different way. For me, participation is also very important. I guess some of the things I make require a lot of participation from others, a lot of participation from me. There are these qualities of coming toward each other. These works often have a lot of pauses and holes and gaps. I think this is to so these gaps and holes also introduce some kind of instability into the structure. This also means that many of these sound pieces, for example, make have a clumsy quality. They often gain speed sporadically and unevenly, and then suddenly become quite hesitant again. Thank you.
next month for more international artists.